undeniably linked to racism? You've got to be kidding me. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, of all people on the surface of planet Earth, few are more hypocritical than Cecily Richards, the current president of Planned Parenthood, who had the gall to proclaim that healthcare inequality is undeniably linked to racism. First of all, the Democrat Party ally, Planned Parenthood, was founded on the mission of wiping out the black American population. In fact, it was Planned Parenthood founder and Democrat Party loyalist Margaret Sanger who called black Americans human weeds. She and her Democrat Party cohorts even recruited ignorant black ministers with charming personalities to persuade churchgoers to adopt the practice of murdering their babies.
And, oh, God. Yes.
Here we are numerous decades later, and we still have ministers like Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson, and many others telling blacks it's okay to shed the innocent blood of their little babies. It is amazing that at one time, long, long ago, Jesse, hey, where's the camera, Jackson spoke out eloquently against what he called the racism of abortion. But I guess blood money talks and you know what walks. Anyway, I digress. Planned Parenthood President Cecily Richards also promised that the abortion provider will honor Dr., and I'll add Reverend Martin Luther King's, memory by helping people of all ages and races fulfill their potential. But if the Planned Parenthood goal of wiping out black people is still carried on, it is very unlikely they will or can reach their potential here on Earth. Of course, Richards conveniently forgot that Reverend King's niece, Alveda King, stated that, quote, the most dangerous place for a black American is in the womb. And I'll add, thanks to Planned Parenthood, the Democrat Party, and woeful, misleading preachers. It took the Ku Klux Klan 86 years to murder 3,446 Negroes from 1882 to 1968. Planned Parenthood rubs out 3,446 black American babies every 3.5 days. Planned Parenthood saying healthcare inequality is linked to racism is as bad as hearing, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14 time, folks. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set up on your computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text. And with this, you can plan every facet of your day. But what sets them apart and cuts them out of the rest of the herd is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. They're going to tell you about the things you can't plan for, that there's no way to imagine. Terrorist attack, flash flood, blizzard, earthquake, tornado, doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With 4 built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Well, of course, we have had another lamentable gun-free zone event on Fort Hood, of all places. I don't think there's anything in the water. I think this is a tragic coincidence. This is a rather mature soldier. He was 4 years older than I was when I got out of the Army. And his name was Specialist Ivan Lopez, who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. I don't know how much we're going to hear out of this one, simply because of the way it unfolded, although we are waiting to see. A lot of people think there's going to be a big reaction out of this. And I don't want to get too much into the reaction from the gun grabbers versus our retort to them. There are 3 soldiers that showed up for work in uniform that volunteered for service that are dead. And I think there's some of the injured are critically injured, and I think they may join them. So we are responding to this in other outlets. We're not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about how we're going to respond to it. I'm simply going to point this out. This guy complied with every one of the gun grabbers' wishes. He had a 10, if he had the Smith & Wesson M&P 45, which is what they're saying, he had a Smith & Wesson 45, which they make both a 1911 and the M&P. The 1911 is a single stack, so it may be 8 rounds. The M&P comes in with a 10-round magazine, and it normally comes with 2 spares. So he probably bought the gun, loaded all the magazines, and based upon what I have read, he didn't do a lot of shooting. He walked into a building and started shooting, got into his car, continued shooting, got out of his car, went into another building, started shooting, came out of the building, and then was engaged by a female MP, at which point he fired 1 more shot into himself in a gun-free zone. So without reading too much into it, they're saying that he may have been suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome.
And they were in the midst of diagnosing it. And everybody's saying, well, he's a truck driver. How could he have had that? Being a truck driver in a combat zone means that you're driving around with a big target superimposed over you. It's a big target on the road. And in modern combat today, where they're transporting most of the stuff over hardtop, well, the modern army uses the drives. They drive the stuff, and logistics is that's the part of the military that is overly exposed to combat. They don't really train for it to the degree the combatants do, and that could be stressful. That's how Jessica Lynch got taken prisoner. Because she was in some logistics convoy, and they lost their way, and most of them were killed, and she got taken. She got taken prisoner of war, which we went and got her, but logistics is not, that's not, when I joined the military, I made sure I was in combat arms so that when I was in the field, I was engaging and being engaged versus cooking and being engaged, or transporting and being engaged, or fueling up vehicles and being engaged. I wanted to engage and be engaged. So anyway, there will be more details on this to come out. I'm wondering now if the FBI is actually taking this other military jihadist a little more seriously, even though they're saying he's not a threat. They need to go ahead and hunt him down and maybe interview him again. One thing that strikes me about this, though, is this repeated, you know, they talked about this a little bit after the Naval Yard shooting, where there should be military personnel able to carry a gun on themselves when they're in garrison. As it is right now, once you make it through the gate of a military post, where they do have armed people, once you've gone past that perimeter, you're basically in a gun-free zone with military posts. Now, when I was in the military in the 1980s, when I would go to the range at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I had to go through a little bit of a process to be able to take my gun onto the post. But then once I did that, I was able to. I lived off post, so I didn't have to have it locked in the arms room. You can have personally owned firearms that are locked in the arms room of whichever organization you belong to. And it's not that big of a deal, but you can't carry one around. And once again, as with the D.C. Naval Yard, we have had, this guy apparently was in his platoon or in a squad or something when he opened up. Everybody he shot was in uniform. So whatever his motivation was, they may find out in the coming days. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about his Facebook page, thankfully, or anything else. But, you know, we'll find out in the coming days. Magnum, tell John to hang on because the break is coming up in like a minute, so I don't want to cut him off from the beginning. I've already seen them starting to wave the bloody shirt out there. How much is enough? Well, if you're going to insist upon gun-free zones, apparently you want more. You want more of this. So we'll see. We'll see how this is going to all shake out. In the meantime, pray for the families of the people that were shot, because they volunteered for this. They volunteered to serve you in the military. They're the ones that tell you, hey, America, don't worry about it. I'm standing on the horizon and nobody's coming by me. So sleep tight. And they volunteered for that. And in today's military, with this commander-in-chief, there's no telling what you get when you join. So the fact that they do it, and they've done it, and they continue to do it, America's young people, think about them. Think about their families, because they're young families. The fathers are younger than me, or my age. The wives, the children. Think about all of them. Pray for the souls that are gone. Pray for the souls to fight and remain with us. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
You own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation. Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
More pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. John in Austin, yes, sir.
Oh, my friend. Oh, hi. Bill, what a day to call.
Yes.
Fort Hood's only about 70 miles north of me. And they've had their fair share of tragedy there. And for this to happen, again, is, like I say, all my thoughts and prayers go out to the men and women on that base and the survivors. The PTSD, I can see now where they might start making a case, the government via the VA, to disarm veterans with PTSD.
Well, now, according to Feinstein, all of us have it. In some form or fashion, all of us have it.
I'm familiar with PTSD, Bill. I was diagnosed with it 2 years ago based on an incident. And I can tell you that sometimes the causation of PTSD can be cumulative effect as opposed to a single incident, even though a single incident can trigger PTSD.
I'm sure just the shock of going from being in combat to being back in the United States can trigger that too. I mean, there's a lot of ways that can be triggered.
Basically, what it is the brain's inability to process, if you will, to put it in layman's terms, the part of the brain, the primitive part of the brain that controls the fight or flee emotions, does not recognize time, okay, as opposed to the part of the brain that does reasoning, which... And what you have is a failure of that incident to cross over into the part of the brain that can process that incident out. And so what happens when you relive that or you have a trigger that triggers that emotion, that experience, it's like it's happening. Because there is no, if you will, there's no time stamp on it. Okay? It's not a memory, per se, and to the person when it's actually going down. I don't know if that's making sense to you.
Sure.
And so, through, like, therapies like EMDR, what they do is try to get those memories process to get them to cross over into that part of the brain that can then deal with that, put it as a memory, and then you deal with it and move on. And hopefully it eliminates or dampens the symptoms down, which there can be a wide range of symptoms for PTSD. Not all of it is violent.
Right. I'm sure there's a lot of less violent, more less violent reactions with PTSD than others. The thing that's bothering me most about this is the way, you know, I'm a military veteran, very proud to have been one, would do the military thing again if I was young enough and my body would take it. Having said that, the way these commanders, when they get their people back, or maybe it's a DOD thing, I don't know what the policy is, when they bring somebody back from combat, whether they were driving a truck or making omelets or in the trench fighting it out with the Taliban or the Iraqis, they need to proactively check these people out. And they need to do it in a very compassionate way. They don't need to single them out and make them feel like, you're an oddball now because you've been in combat and you can't handle it. Human beings are not conditioned to kill other human beings. That's just not part of their makeup. It's a learned process. And taking a kid, you know, you take a kid, he's come off the block. He's in 12 weeks of basic training with the Marine Corps, 8 weeks with everybody else. His world before that was Xbox One and his iPhone and everything else. And in 8 weeks, he becomes a soldier or a Marine or, you know, a sailor or an airman. And then you thrust him into combat they need to take care of these kids. This guy had been at Fort Hood for 4 months, and they were in the process of diagnosing PTSD. And I'm looking at these kids that are veterans, and they're like disposable entities now. Thanks for joining. Thanks for going out and fighting in combat that we really can't tell you what it was for because we don't know either. And, hey, you got issues? Well, everybody's got problems. That's it. That seems to be the attitude.
Yeah, and for me, you know, I wasn't in the military. I my PTSD was brought on by an incident involving basically a death threat against myself and my family in the form of a package made to look like an explosive device that I had to deal with that package and try to protect my son, who was 3 and a half at the time, who was strapped in a car. Anyway, I was connected to that package for almost 2 hours.
That would be stressful for me too, John. I think that would be stressful for just about anybody.
And dealing with it, you know, a lot of my doctors dismissed it, you know, even though I was having symptoms. And some of the symptoms that can come along are like insomnia, antisocial, like you withdraw from friends, family, you can't sleep, depression, obviously. And there's about 16 different, things that when combined create the diagnosis of PTSD. And, it is treatable. Let me say this. A lot of soldiers, and I've talked to quite a few, are reluctant to seek help because of the stigma attached to it, because of the fear of being labeled or having their benefits or their weapons or their children or whatever taken away from them. But you need the help. You can't go on, and you got to get the help. And we know that there is a problem within the military. The suicide rate is way, way too high.
Yep.
These incidents are way too common, and it's pointing to a systemic problem within the military. It has nothing to do with guns.
Well,
in the sense
hang on through the break for me, John. Hang on through the break for me, okay? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this anymore.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to John in Austin. John has experienced PTSD, which is the unfortunate happenstance that has occurred and once again caused something to happen on a military post at Fort Hood, again, of all places. You were saying, what were you saying, John?
What I was saying, Bill, is that there's a systemic problem. I mean, I was talking with my father. He was a World War II veteran and a fighter pilot. And it took him 2.5 months to get home once the war ended. And everything. It took him 2.5 months to get home, you know, on the big cruise on the aircraft carrier. And in that 2.5 months, they process everything out, sort of. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where now, you can have breakfast in the chow hall, Helmand Province, and dinner at home. You know?
Right.
And it's almost, you know, within the space of 24 to 36 hours, you can be from the battlefield to your living room.
Right.
And you don't have time to process. You don't have time to make that change, to adapt back, you know, and they expect you to function in a very social, you know, like you're back in society again.
Right.
And let's face it, that's not going to happen.
Well, you know? it's it's bad enough when you go back to Garrison with a bunch of people that know what you've been through. It exacerbates it when you go back to the block. And everybody's very happy to see you there, but nobody can talk about things that with you that you can honestly believe knows what you're talking about, except maybe another combat veteran. So when these kids come back, and I don't know by which method this is going to happen, but when these kids come back, they need to be wrapped in the bodice. They need to be embraced by the military, taken in and made whole again, no matter what it takes to do that. Now, they do that with the physical injuries. They'll send them to Walter Reed, and they'll have like a bionic man leg or arm installed and everything, go through all of the therapy to learn how to use it and function with it. They do that with the physical injuries. They do as much as they can with that. But in the mental health issue, just like the rest of American society for some stupid reason, they seem to think, well, you know, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Well, we have a block there, Bill. We're supposed to be strong and tough, and you know, what kind of sissy are you? You know, your father stood up. Look what he went through in the Pacific, and he came back, and he was fine. Well, maybe not. You know, all the screaming and night sweats and nightmares coming from the bedroom when I was a little kid, and Mom said everything was going to be okay. You know, maybe not. Okay.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Now, you can send a highly functioning sociopath into combat, and he comes out just fine. And,
yeah.
You know, you never know who you're sending in. You never know
what you're getting,
what they're coming from. And everybody's going to react to that a different way. But
right.
the reintroduction to the American side of the house, when they come back from combat, they need to be looking at everybody and assessing and then taking action where they need to take action. And they do that with the physical injuries because it's right in their face. The mental injury, you know, it's not as present in their view.
It might not be. You know, the sleeplessness, oh, it's just the time change. Yeah, I'm a little depressed, you know. My wife left me, my this and that, you know, my dog's old. Who knows? I mean, you know, there's 1,001 reasons. You blow it off, and then one day you can't blow it off anymore. And start looking at you, and they start saying, John, are you okay? You know, what's going on? And, you know, finally to a doctor who had been a military doctor who picked up on what was going on with me. And that was several years after the event.
Right. And like you said, that's where it becomes cumulative when you try to deal with it. Right? When right after the event, it's not as prevalent. You know, you go into shock and then you come back down, and it's not as prevalent as it will be later on, because the more you mull it over, and then you start losing sleep, and then you get anxious, and it all builds. It's like a back injury. It's all cumulative.
Right, and then the effects of, like, sleep deprivation of, and some of the traits of PTSD are desirable in a combat soldier. The hyper alertness, the insomnia, you know, being able to stay up for long periods of time and be hyper vigilant and hyper alert, and things like that are you know, some desire, I've been told anyway, are some desirable traits. It's not an easy fix. It's not something, you know, as like you say, a physical injury. It's not something you can look at and say, okay, we need to do X, Y, and Z, and he needs rehabilitation, and then he'll be good as gold. Okay? This can manifest itself out, you know, months, year later, depending on the situation. And, you know, it happens with police. You know, it happens with people who are involved in traumatic experiences, either
no matter what they're doing.
And
it happens to people that face cancer. I mean,
yeah.
There's no fence around it. When something intrudes upon your normalcy in a sudden, violent, or, you know, perceived to be violent or shocking way, or just whether it's an illness or a threat or combat or a self-defense shooting, those kind of things can cause that. And it's just like with all of these kids that are taking these psychotropic drugs. They do the least amount of stuff they can do to get by until you snap.
Now, there's something, and my doctor just did this, and I'm going to throw this out here. They did a genetic study on me to see how I metabolize and process medications. And what it tells you is that, basically, to put it in layman's terms, certain medications your body processes really well, and certain medications your body doesn't process well at all, and it can cause serious problems.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They do this one-size-fits-all treatment mentality.
Right.
You can't do that. Everybody's got their, you know, this is what makes us individuals. You're going to have to get a little more hands-on, a little more bespoke, if you will, with your patients, because what works with you may not work with me, and what works with me and what maybe works with you a little bit, none of that may touch the next guy coming down the road. You've got to tailor the treatment to the way the mental injury is manifesting itself within your patient, and not get out there and do this non-aggression contract and take three of these a day, and they'll help you sleep.
Well, see, and this is part of that, Bill. This is this new stuff coming in where they can do this genetic testing, and it'll hold true, you know, because it's genetic. It's DNA. It's part of you. Hang on just one second. Have a great day at school, bud. I'll see you later, okay?
I'm going into the next break, John. I appreciate the call from that viewpoint. That was quite illuminating.
Well, you know, I try to help people with this, and, you know, because like I said, it's like that situation I told you about where the nurse turned around and says, no, you got PTSD. I don't think you should have any guns at all.
Yeah, well, good luck with that one.
Yeah, really.
That's our battlefield that we're fighting.
She ended up apologizing.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure. No doubt about it. Thanks for the call, John.
All right, you too.
Going into the next break, the last break on the hour. When we come back, I'm just going to give you an example. This isn't a see cause kind of thing. I'm just going to point something out to you just to make sure that everybody understands this isn't about guns. This is about something else altogether entirely. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. There's been a few out there waving the bloody shirt over Fort Hood. Here's what I'll say about Fort Hood, and here's what I'll say about all gun-free zones. The blood is on the hands of the people that think it's smoking hot to make a bunch of people defenseless. That's the way it goes. If this president could fix this, Chuck Hagel could fix this, the Department of Secretary of Defense, a lot of people could fix this, and they're not. A lot of people could fix this, and they're not. This may be a subterfuge for, well, you know, I've noticed some of the chatting going on in my chat room and everything, which, hey, the video feeds up. I can show the LVOA. That's nice. But I don't think that this is a staged event. I think this is an opportunity for him. I don't believe that this was a staged event simply because of the players involved. I think if they'd gone for a staged event, they would have gone for more bloodshed with a different weapon, with a different capacity. And they didn't do that. So there is no they. This is one sad story for one specialist who apparently fell through the cracks like so many probably do. And they will use this, perhaps. They'll stand on the backs and on the stomachs and the heads of these innocent dead soldiers and probably trying to say all veterans need to have be evaluated to see if they are mentally capable of responsibly owning a weapon. They may do that. They may do that. We'll see. We're all in our three-point stance waiting for them to try to rush us, and we're going to hit them right in the breadbasket if they try that, but we're going to see how that goes. Now, in Russia, a lot of the anti-gunners would like to see us have gun control like Russia. In Russia, handguns are not allowed in the hands of private citizens. Most rifles are heavily restricted. And criminal and mental health checks are mandatory before anyone can purchase a firearm at all. Russia has fewer guns than the U.S. They have about 13 million legal guns in Russia. Half the population. So they're a great example to go by. If more guns equal more crime, then it would have to be in the numbers, right? Despite this, big difference, last month, 2 months ago in Russia, they had a school shooting. They had a rampage shooting. Two people died, 20 others were held hostage by a gunman who was a student in the school. And all of this was precipitated by a disagreement with the teacher. Somehow or other, this child got a hold of a gun. And that's, and I'm sure in Russia, these schools are probably gun-free as well. But here's the thing. That's not supposed to happen in a country with such strict gun control measures. If they've gotten rid of everybody out there, if all the law-abiding citizens in Russia can't have a gun, then this shouldn't happen, right? That's their problem. That's the whole premise. If we all the gun laws are aimed at us, the law-abiding citizen, and if we simply eradicate gun ownership from us, well, then all crime will go away, which we all know is a blatant out-and-out falsehood. The story nobody talks about, though, is how tragic it is to take away a person's right to defend himself against this kind of evil. In 2009, the United States saw 13,636 total homicides altogether. In Russia, same year, 21,603, with half the population and, 1/30 of the guns, perhaps? I'm not very good at Common Core math. I don't know what it comes out to be. Half the population, 13 million guns to nearly 400 million. Well, that was in 2009. It's probably closer to 300 million then. Those numbers are not jiving. Banning guns, expanding the prohibited persons. Hey, Specialist Ivan Lopez at Fort Hood had that gun on the road, on the post, illegally. All the signs standing up there. No, I did not hear about the old man. All the signs at Fort Hood saying, unregistered weapons, contained in this box and everything are illegal or prohibited or whatever. Those signs are probably up. He did it anyway. He did it anyway because he had plans. And this is going to take us into another realm because I'm not altogether sure that Specialist Lopez should be labeled as a rampage shooter, because I don't know if somebody with PTSD actually goes through the five steps that a rampage shooter is going to go through before he starts acting on his little fantasy that he's manifested in his mind. But banning guns is not going to do anything about that, because he will find a way. And if you're slashed to death by a rampage killer or you're beaten to death by a rampage killer, it doesn't matter, you're dead. It doesn't matter. And for most people, being attacked by somebody with a knife, being attacked by somebody with a brick in their hand. They probably need a gun to equalize that. Before we switch, let's go to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How would you like to be the base commander in Texas at Fort Hood this morning? To hear what happened.
Post commanders are so... being a post commander is such an administrative role. I doubt very seriously in today's Army, if it's anything like it was when I was in the Army. I mean, those guys didn't know what was going on day to day in these battalions and companies. They didn't know details like that. That's not their job. I'm sure he's woken up and he's probably going, this had to happen under my command.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I just heard a little bit blurb of it yesterday on the local news. It's been kind of quiet. No one's talking about it this morning on the radio.
Well, that's because it happened in a gun-free zone with a 10-round magazine, and it wasn't an AR-15.
Okay.
That's why.
The last I heard, I think it was 8 dead. Is that accurate?
That may have changed since I went on the air. When I went on the air, it was 4 dead, but they had a number of critically wounded, and I would expect that some of them may expire just because of the severity of their wounds. I haven't seen an update that states that, though.
Well, I haven't heard any specifics, so maybe if you can kind of fill us in on what you believe happened, I'd appreciate it. I'll listen off air, man.
Okay, well, once again, I'll try to encapsulate it before we go and switch into the next hour. Specialist Yvonne Lopez showed up on post yesterday, and they're saying it's closer to 4 p.m. He showed up on post with a Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun in .45 caliber. No indication as to which it was, whether it was the 1911 or the M&P. If it was the M&P, highest possible capacity in the gun, 10 rounds. If it was the 1911, 8 rounds. He went into a building and opened up immediately. Everybody he shot was in uniform. He left the building, got in his car, continued to fire while he was in the car, got out of the car, went into another building, started firing, came out of the building, was engaged by a female MP, where he didn't really engage her. He shot himself. And that is basically it in a nutshell. And everybody he shot was probably within his platoon. So, tragic, yes. Preventable, not at the outset, but the gun-free zone leaves all things wide open. Let's go into the next hour on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.